Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is mic'd up here on a Victory Tuesday. Now, you don't want to bury the lead.
Yeah.
The top five. There's no reason to. All the top five plays come from last night's victory. All right? So we're going to say, I want to ask you guys this question before I get to these cuts. And credit to whoever it was that sent me this. I'll have to look it up. Henry Hamilton. This is the best win since Matt Ryan's left town, right?
Yeah, I was on that too, yeah. I've been trying to think back, and, well, yes, because we didn't have any of those types of wins.
Yeah. it's funny.
I mean, what mirrored that? The only thing that came close would have been maybe, never mind, my bad. Matt Ryan was here for that, my bad.
I got so used to some of those comeback wins from him, obviously. All right, so you get into the game last night. Ray McLeod, it's 4th and 4. What do you got for us? I think me and Bo were texting during this moment, Tiff, and I said something like, I'm nauseous and I could puke right now watching this. Just making my stomach churn. A lot of pressure in that situation, Ray McLeod. The protection, Kurt Coe, coming up huge.
Yeah, give Caleb McGarry credit on that play. I went back and watched it a couple of times, and he held.
Now you're learning. Bro.
I don't know who it was. It might have been Brandon Graham, but he comes in around, and Brandon Graham tries to push him into the inside of the pocket where Kirk would want to step up, and McGarry just the big dog he is, just stuck his trenches in there and said, "Nah." You shall not. He did a great Jerry, so you shall not pass.
Just want to reconfirm that you're giving credit to the offensive line.
Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I am not afraid to be critical, and I am not afraid to shower you with compliments.
He's been hanging out with me too much, Tiff.
Ain't got nothing to do with you.
Line. All right, the following first down play, Darnell Mooney. What you got? I wouldn't quite call it waltzing into the end zone. I'm glad he corrected that because he definitely did the flip. Kind of landed a little bit awkwardly, but nonetheless, the explosive touchdown we've been waiting for from Darnell Mooney.
And the celebration, I would like to give 10 points for the somersault execution. So, yes. And the guy that Kirk Cousin, again, won it here, and it's paying off.
He's absolutely correct, Tiff. Wes set it off his back foot. When the play happened, I tell you guys what I'm doing. I'm not watching every little thing. I'm trying to spot And Arch goes, wait till you see this replay of this throw off his back foot. The reason he said waltz it is because Darnell broke a tackle, then juked a guy, and then he goes, I'm walking. Going to somersault.
Somersault right into the end zone. I will have to say, and shout out to Garrett Chapman, I don't know if he's listening or coming into work today. I thought I was going to have to punch him in the face last night because obviously I'm sitting in Bo's office and listening to the radio on a little bit of a small delay. He's in there working it, so he hears everything live out of Wes and Dave's mouth. And across the freaking whole studio, I'm like, can I just enjoy the freaking game? Shut up from down the hall. I thought me and Goforth were going to have to punch him. But nonetheless, it was a little bit unfortunate. So you come back, the Eagles give you the ball inside of 2 minutes. Saquon Barkley with the drop. You have the massive play to Darnell Mooney. Kirk Cousins lining up inside the 10-yard line. What do you got, Drake London? Absolutely nasty route. And it comes on the back of what I thought would be a pass interference to Ray McLeod in the back of the end zone. Bo was not called. Draped all over him. You can see in the Manning cast, if anybody watched that, Peyton's like, you got to call that. I was like, yeah, I agree with that. But nonetheless, you get the big touchdown to Drake London. Great route by Drake. I feel like this is the beginning of a budding relationship between Kirk Coe and Drake London in these kind of situations, guys.
I would have to agree with that. Weren't we talking about, when were we on together last Monday, right?
Yesterday.
That was yesterday, yeah. That was yesterday.
It feels like eons ago, just about what we were hoping to see from Kirk Cousins and these receivers and who was going to step it up on Monday Night Football.
There's a couple of calls late in that game that were egregious to me from the referees. I'm not going to go on a long rant because we're in a happy mode.
Please don't.
But when C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they make that stop and he rips his helmet off, they throw the flag. That's supposed to be a 15-yard penalty. He willingly took his helmet off on the play of Phil. We saw that happen to D.J. Moore a couple years ago here. That's a penalty. And that pass interference was pass freaking interference. And the referee was as close to me to Tiff. Me and Tiff are right now. You didn't call it because you didn't want to, yeah. You clown.
Didn't want to. And then you call the celebration penalty on Drake Glennon, which that's a conversation for another day, but they had to find some kind of uniform call for that throughout the NFL if that's the direction we are going to go. All right, you get the touchdown to pull ahead. Unfortunately, you left a lot of time on the clock. Oh, no. Jalen Hurts with the ball driving down the field. Jesse Bates, what say you? Woo! Massive shout-out, too, to Caden Ellis on the pressure right there in Jalen Hurts' face. They're able to get it done. Jesse Bates just makes the play on the back end.
Yeah, he got greedy. Tiff, he had. I think it was Devontae looking at some kind of out route. AJ was in his hip pocket, and Jesse and Justin were playing center field, and Jesse was on that side. He read it the entire way. You saw him. The reason Arch could call, because you could just see this ball floating and this white jersey. It looked like Dale Earnhardt because he had a number 3 back there, and it's like, whoom, and it's boom right there. And I was like, oh, please tell me he caught it. Please tell me he caught it.
Yeah.
I don't have a list in front of me, but again, if I would put Jesse Bates up there as one of the best offseason acquisitions. I'm not going to throw it out there and say NFL history because I don't have a complete list of, like, best guys that have, you know, came in and made an immediate impact. But if I had a list, he'd probably be very much up there.
Well, I know what you're saying. You're going, Mike, well, that was the end of the game, man. I bet that was a lot of fun in the locker room. Let's listen in. Yeah! Let's go! I'm ready, too. Who the blank is next? Let's roll.
Well, it's not Isaiah Pacheco. Unfortunately, he won't be here. But
I don't know who Isaac Pacheco is.
I don't know.
Isaiah Pacheco? Is that who you're...
Who did I say?
I have
no idea what you said.
I don't know.
I got 45 minutes of sleep. Take it easy on me. Look.
I'm not much more than you. It's yeah.
It's good because they know that they've got a, you know, they get in today. They're watching film and they're moving forward. They're starting a game plan. You know, it's another primetime game. It's another opportunity to prove that you are here and that that you're going to be a contender in this division.
I thought you were going to say that you are him, and I was like, dude, I'm just done with the segment. You can't say that to her mic'd up.
Well, Drake London told Darius Slay that he's not him because he is him.
Oh, my goodness. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, lasting clean. We know the phone lines are probably going to be ringing at a record pace.
Bring it on.
Because it is a Victory Tuesday, and the wake-up call is coming up. You can call us 404-726-0929 and tell us what you thought was maybe the biggest moment in this Falcons comeback victory against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Give us a shout. Wake Up Call's next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.